The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
It is hump day, and it is, you know what? It starts the day off a little different. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It is 6 after 7 here at KCNR 1460. With Carl and the Bot.
Good 605
4567 is our phone number. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
You're just perky in your little in your pink sweater.
Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody. I know it's here it is Wednesday, but we had a you know, smash weekend. Friday night was the signature gala at the Cascade. We want to thank those people who came out and supported. Bid on items, got their favorite posters of the acts that have come through, along with thank you to the Fly Shop who donated a wonderful trip, really a wonderful trip, just baskets and stuff like that. So the Signature Gala took place. It was the first fundraiser that the Cascade has done over a decade. So that was great. Thank you for doing that. And Saturday night, of course, it was a big night at Wind River in the Elements Lounge. I want to thank all my players and special guest Joe Catania, who was just delightful. And it was my parents' 63rd wedding anniversary. It's a really big deal, folks. 63 years, they were celebrating. My brother came up with his wife, and they got engaged on Valentine's. So that was a really big deal. Sunday, then again, after Saturday night, Sunday morning, was jazz brunch at View 202, which, again, was beautiful. We hadn't been out on the deck yet this in 2016. So it was absolutely gorgeous. The weather, of course, is going to be changing a little bit here in the future. I'm going to tell you the forecast here in just a second. But anyway, so thank you. That was our weekend. And then, of course, we just have been working ever since. I've been working behind the scenes. But thank you so much for coming out and supporting and all of those events. It's great. We love living in this community. More to come with some of the things that, of course, you know, the highs and lows of what happened in the community. Of course, everybody's heard about the Costco deal. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, let's talk about the weather. Currently 56 degrees. Today, it looks like our high, according to our forecast here, we have thunder showers, high of 61. Precipitation will be 80% with our winds possibly going to southwestern at 18 miles per hour. Tomorrow, Thursday, looks like we have a high of 55, and then we'll have rain. I'm looking at our 10-day forecast here. And according to Friday, 54 degrees with rain. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, which each and every day our weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-2793.
That's right. Discounts for seniors, veterans. What's the high today going to be?
Well, according to our 10-day forecast, today's going to be 61. Lows of 45, according to our 10-day forecast that we're looking at here. And again,
I guess we had the wrong number up
thunder
there.
Showers, perhaps. And so anyway, that's our 10-day. I wanted to look at the big one, the forecast that went through so we could see what the weekend was going to look like. Now, you're going to be teaching shooting this weekend. We have rain on Saturday, Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday. So when you're out at the range, it won't be raining. But our forecast is calling for Thursday and Friday rain and thunder showers today.
Okay. Cuba is opening up its airlines, or I should say America is saying our airlines can fly into Cuba, and they're all wanting to go down there. They're all lining up to get the 110 flights to Cuba a day. Mm. Maybe it's 115 flights, but it's the two. They have 10 major airports in Cuba, and so they want to United States, all the major carriers want to fly in there. Now, you can't just fly into Cuba, though. You've got to have a reason for flying into Cuba. And they've opened it up to all the reasons. I mean, you could be a teacher. You could be a businessman. You can be, I guess it's, you know, you can't just fly in there for tourism. You've got to have a reason. And then now the cruise ships are stopping in the ports of Cuba, which may be a better way. And then there's now there's even these Cuban cigar tours where you go through different parts of Cuba and Havana and these other places to see how they roll the cigars and all that. Now, I saw one of those brochures, and
yeah.
and something about it offended me. You know what? I guess it's because you spend an hour in this revolutionary place where you get to sit and pay homage to Che and Fidel. That's part of the tour. You spend an hour in this area where, and they tell you all about Che and Fidel. And frankly, Che was a murderer. He murdered women, children, men. He slaughtered thousands. When he tried to impose the communist rebellion and revolution in other countries, they hunted him down and killed him.
Well, now, see, that surprises me with somebody who loves history the way that you do. Because when people come to this country, I'm sure that one may feel from a foreign land that there's been people within our government or people within high-ranking officials that have, through our wars and through some of the things that have happened, have brought down in things that, along those lines.
Native Americans and all that. Okay, I can
so
see what you're saying.
Well, then, you can't make things vanilla. It is what it is.
It is what it is. But then here's the best part about American freedom. You don't have to go do it. If you don't like what's on this radio station, you can just go click, and it goes someplace else. If you don't like what's on TV, click, it goes someplace else. You don't like who's president? Click, 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 click. I'm sorry, they're there for 4 years. Or maybe eight. Click, 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 click. You had your chance to vote. Now, the big election's coming up this year. I hope everybody gets off their duff and there are no clicks and everybody does get out there and vote. Now, why would I want to go down and hear the history of Che Guevara?
Well, that's true, but I don't admire him.
I don't see any reason for spending an hour of my time at this point in my life.
That's part of Cuban history, though.
Fine. Give me Cuban history, but give me all of Cuban history. Don't give me an hour just straight of why Che and Fidel are the best things since a Havana cigar or something like that. I see what you're saying. And you're kind of like not taking the big picture thing. Well, you know, maybe that is. But I do know history, and I do study the history of Cuba. And the revolution played is a big part of the history, but I can look at the whole overall history of the Cuban Revolution and the Spanish and the war against Spain in 1898. But I don't have to go listen to them tell me extol the virtues of Che. I just find it would be like listening to going into a place and extolling the virtues of Adolf Hitler. It's the same for me. Paul Poet from the killing fields in Cambodia. Mm-hmm. All that.
Well, I'm not going to try to sit here and I'm not calling you out.
Yeah, you did, and already I'm wounded. I'm wounded.
It's like the whole thing with the the flag. Okay, help me here with the. Everybody's removing the flag from
the Confederate flag.
And that's part of our history, but people are removing it because they're so then you
well
you
now
just,
see there's a difference between
why?
Between removing something from a part of history and me being forced to go listen to them extol the virtues of it. If you don't want to the Confederate flag, which and I can see where it signifies so much to people. I'm in the middle of this argument. I'm not sure where I'm going with it. I'm not sure I'm winning.
It's not an argument.
I'm sure.
It's just if somebody comes to the United States, the good, bad, the evil.
You can't ask me
these
questions this early on.
Okay, the good, bad, the evil, evil happens and stuff has happened, but people stood behind regimes that perhaps were unjust and that kind of thing. It was part of our history. If you remove part of our history, then it's not true, then you wanted to be Pollyanna. And that surprises me about you because you are so not Pollyanna.
Okay.
Well, I think
help me here, Bob. She's got me on the run.
There is a difference.
I'm suffering from 12 cuts here.
There is a difference in my mind between an objective view of history and being required to sit through what is blatantly propaganda.
That's
Yay, Bob! Yay, Bob!
All right,
That's what it is.
Good morning on this Wednesday. It is hump day, but not for us. We'll be right back. Casey and our 1460.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Redding's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Redding's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Now, Let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460 from a Carl Butt that's bleeding from several wounds. 7:21 in the morning here. Oh, that's good, Bob. What's that?
That would be Smashing Pumpkins.
No, I don't believe that. You know, you both of you are picking on me.
Come on, read your commercials. Our wonderful,
not a commercial. It's a read for our sponsor here.
Yeah, we love our sponsors.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Properties by Merit and an agent, John Scaife. And John is a total professional, both in residential and commercial buildings, and will do the very best for his client, making sure the client gets the property they want at a very fair price. He's done this for years, and he continues to be very successful in helping his clients. Check out his website at pbmerit.com or give him a call at 338-2112. John Scaife. You know, good people over there at Property by Merit. They do a lot out there. Okay. Now, that wasn't really Smashing Pumpkins.
That was, in fact, the band from the 1990s that had a string of hits named Smashing Pumpkins.
Well, I mean, I've heard of them.
Yeah.
I've heard of
the song is called Tonight, Tonight.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, just another way to be wrong with me. You know, it all started when I walked in and they said, I'm not going to tell you what we were talking about earlier this morning, but it was just I'm starting to get pummeled as I walked through the door in the studio. But let's talk about, before the pummeling continues.
We want to talk about personal electronic devices.
Personal electronic devices. Yeah, Apple now. Apple is fighting the FBI.
That's right.
Right now, because?
At the core of the issue, of course, is on one side you've got law and order, and on the other side you've got privacy advocates. On the law and order side, the argument is made in order to combat things like human trafficking, drug trafficking, terrorism, we need to be able to, on demand, look into anybody's cell phone. That's the crux of the issue. On the other side, let us suppose that, remember when Janet Napolitano said that she regarded all veterans as being a potential terrorism domestic threat? Yeah,
yeah,
remember that? So let us suppose that applying that logic, the Justice Department says, well, we're worried about these people who are Tea Party people. We're worried about these nutballs who maybe want to break away and form their own state.
Yeah.
So we want to reserve the right to peer into their phones anytime we feel there is a justification. That's an ability that the East German Stasi would have just absolutely loved.
Well, they did
so
have
you've
it,
got, right. No. So you've got the two sides of the argument. Now, Apple, in order to meet customer demands, has developed encryption methods that are virtually impossible to break. They are world-class encryption methodologies
that
NSA can't break into.
On my phone?
Yeah, on any recent iPhone.
You mean they can't just get into it and listen to me, or they can't read my message?
They cannot read the data that is on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what does Apple have to say about this? Like you said, Apple CEO Tim Cook said late Tuesday that the company would oppose the ruling, which, of course, the FBI is, again, like Bob had said, trying to get into the phone
of the terrorists from San Bernardino.
Yeah. Set the bombs.
But here's the thing is,
he said, wait a minute,
we
can find no precedent for an American company being forced to expose its customers to a greater risk of attack. For years, cryptologists and national security experts have been warning against weakening encryption. And he says in this that he will not follow the ruling.
Here's the argument that Apple is making, and I see both sides of this issue. Yes, if a child dies because they can't get the information, what a tragedy. Looking at a larger picture, if the government can peek into your phone and read everything on it, and of course there are people who say, oh, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, what do you got to worry about? No, that's not the issue. The issue is that if the government has that ability, so do bad guys, because we couldn't keep an H-bomb a secret, and this potentially could cause just as much damage on a personal level as any destruction.
Where I see it is if there's no back door into this. This is what they're saying. There's no back door into the Apple technology, right? That's
right.
What you're saying. And the FBI is saying, look, you've got to help us break this because this could lead to taking down a terror network right here in the United States. It could save hundreds of lives. I understand what they're saying. However, if there's no back door and the government, it, you know, a lot of times you've got the law of unintended consequences. You come out and say, this is really a good reason, you're going to save people's lives. But then down the road, the next election or the election after that or the election after that, they now they're in there looking at everything. They're already looking at our emails.
Yes.
They're already listening to the phone calls. Now they're, you know, now they can get into everything.
Now you can create a surveillance state.
Now you can create a surveillance state, which we already have a lot of it, and but then go all the way based on the fact that for things that might happen.
And it's not just the government.
And you're right, too, because, and that was a good argument, and Neapolitano said, you got to watch these servicemen coming back because, you know, they're going to be maybe disaffected and they may be prime candidates to be recruited into terrorist organizations, which, of course, has not happened, and she's an idiot. So they're going to use things as an example. And the other thing, too, is if anybody has anything to do, I can just see as an example people talking about and supporting what the people up there in Burns, Oregon.
Yes.
Okay, they're supporting. Hey, the government has no right to do this. Boom! Automatically, they are a target for the government surveillance.
They
system.
Go on a
already.
List.
Already, they are. You know, and we've got shows on the station that I'm sure that the FBI or somebody is picking through the you know each word each week.
Yeah.
To see what's going on there. So the idea that we have to make it easier for the government to read our stuff, I'm not for. I'm just not for.
Well, and then the other aspect here is that if you create the back door, you're not going to keep it secret for any length of time. Criminal organizations will obtain that methodology to be able to, say, get into the CEO of a major corporation's private phone or a senator or a... you know, Obama can't use an iPad because there's fears that somebody could break into it and read all the state secrets. So once you've created that opening, it's there.
Well, the opening, yeah, is there. I mean, these people are obviously not innocent. So there ought to be some, but there ought to be some way that you can be seen. Anyway, okay.
Hey, speaking of opening or not opening, Costco.
Last night, Costco in the during the city council meeting said Costco drops contracts. Where will it go now? They can't move forward, Costco says, because there's no land sale agreement between the city and the developer, Don Levinson. Additionally, Costco said the city did not finalize a development schedule by April 30th, 2015. So what we've got is we've got Costco who now is going to start looking for the places to put their store. They want to expand their store, so they're going to be looking up and down the five. Now, whose fault was this? Now, I'm not even going to be. I have no idea whose fault it was. Let me say that right now. I have no idea whose fault this was. But there is, in my mind, a premise that there must be something that both sides could do. I can't believe that the city is completely blameless in this. Nor do I believe is the developer the whole problem. I believe that the developer had a lot of problems, according to Walt McNeil. Hey, this thing was so close, we could have put everybody into a room and with pizzas and said, don't come out till it's finished. Brent Weaver says, no, I don't believe in that smoke-filled room theory, is that we can continue to move on with this. However, I would say that Oasis Road right now is dead. But, of course, we're not privy to everything that's going on there. But Gary Katz says that part of this, you know, was the city's fault and their inability to move things forward. And so we need to have Kurt Starman on and probably Walt McNeil and have them come on and talk about, okay, so what really happened here? You know, I mean, they're both articulate gentlemen that could probably say this is what the problem was and this is what the problem was, so we can find out what happened, because that's a lot of money. You know, if Costco decides to move down to Anderson, which, you know, Anderson is down there going, come on down. You know, you want property here, we'll give you property.
If I may backtrack a moment, and I not really irate, but upset caller has called me to task and slapped me, saying that we failed, apparently being a one-sided in this argument, which certainly didn't sound one-sided to me, to mention that currently... the Justice Department has to have a court order to do these things.
Well,
and that goes without
that. But that's the other thing, though, and I should have mentioned it because I was thinking that, is
why can't they read the article.
Yeah, why can't they just say, hey, here's a court order to open up to look at this one instance. But what Apple's saying is, hey, once we bust it once,
the Russian
it's open.
The Russian mafia doesn't want it. Isn't going to wait around for a court order. Sorry.
Well, so, but the idea is that once, you're saying, Apple's saying once it's busted, it's busted.
Yes, and the secret will be out, and somebody, and that software will be in the hands of the Chinese
FBI,
as well.
Can't they just upgrade it again?
Once a keyhole has been, you know, this has been the holy grail of safe crackers and lock pickers for a long time.
Once you've opened it, once you've cracked it, can't you put a different type of algorithms and
that goes beyond us. Yeah, that goes into the
higher pay grades. But it is true is that, you know, here's a court order. But they also supposedly use that high court, the FISA court.
FISA court
for all your emails and all your telephones. And, you know, they're not doing that for everything.
And this question comes to mind, who watches the watchman?
Anyway.
Okay. And this is what it says in this article, that FBI wants Apple to disable the security feature. Once the security is crippled, agents would be able to guess as many combinations as possible. This is what they're talking about. And then what is this? Then the highlight for this article, by the way, this is on USA Today, and it says, here's the FBI. Here's why the FBI forcing Apple to break into the iPhone is a big deal. And this is why we're discussing it. We're going to talk about this later, but right now we've got a guest coming on in the 7:30 hour.
That's right. We've got to take a break because it is in the 7:30 hour. 7:32 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460 is 56 degrees out there, going up to 63 today with lots of rain. We'll be right back.
It's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
The trade school at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bott. Good morning. It's 25 minutes until the hour of 8 here on the 17th of February. 56 degrees out there, going up to 63 today. Lots of rain. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. And Ted Leidy and his instructors teaches all over Northern California. They have classes going all the time right here in Redding, too. And if you don't have a gun, they'll provide both a pistol and ammunition for the class and then help you find that right pistol for you afterwards to get your concealed carry. Concealed carry, we'll talk about that in a couple minutes, but it's an important thing. The way to get a hold of Northern Firearms Instruction, of course, is through the Internet, readingccw.com. That's readingccw.com, or call NFI at 999-1822. Also going on this weekend, on the 20th, at Veterans Memorial Hall, is the Resources and Relaxation Fair for Women Veterans. You get pampered with massages, manicures, community resources, learn about your veterans' benefits, raffle prizes, and lunch is provided. Bring a copy of your DD-214 to assist in getting registered for VA benefits or the VA card. Its event is in partnership with Reading VFW Post 1934. And give Tammy Walker a call at 953-9940 to talk about this. 953-9940. Also, the Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet, open to all branches of the military. It will be this Friday at Wind River Event Center. Linda and I will be there. Give Dick Fighton a call at 945-7975. Mauricio Hunnison, Senator Mauricio Hunnison, will be the guest speaker. There will be a variety of other speakers there, and they'll be giving awards out to the organization and the individual who is the Veterans Advocate of the Year. A lot of fun. Okay. Now.
Well, we had
somebody asked about
in our chat room about what did I think about the Grammys. Okay, so I taped it, and I have seen a few things. Of course, my overall feeling of, I haven't studied it. I like to take it and study it. I like to study the shows to see what's trending. I know that sounds ridiculous, but So the look of it. The look of the show this year, I thought, was better than in the past. In other words, people came on with tuxedos, and I don't think there was too many words bleeped out. There were more words bleeped out in the Golden Globe Awards, which really surprised me. Gals coming out with these beautiful plunging necklines. We're talking about the Golden Globe. And looking, smashing in these dresses, and then bad words coming out of their mouth and having to be bleeped. Just to me is the epitome of tackiness. So, I felt that the look of it, women dressed and men in tuxedos and looking out in the audience, it was a prettier, a beautiful visual. Of course, I love the Taylor Swift Wham! As she should, but she did it with such grace and dignity. And when she opened the show, I said, this girl is just on the top of her game. And again, you'll hear this after professional that are at the top of their field, or you'll read about them, the people like Gwen Stefani, the people like Lady Gaga, the people, like it or not, Beyonce. These people work so hard. They are diligent every single day. They're doing something, dancing, working out, vocalizing. Adele, unfortunately at this Grammys, I'm not really sure what happened. I felt that a few people were pitchy.
Well, it says here, because you were talking about Adele, is they said her mic fell on the piano strings, which made her sound off key, that the mic had been damaged. And so because you kept saying that, you're going, what's going on? Because she's got such a great voice.
She's so wonderful. But even in her live performance, there may have been one line that was bendy. Just one line in her when she came back and after 5 years did that live performance in New York that was just, I mean, after that, I just said, Carl, she's by far, she's my new favorite. You know, besides, of course, I love what Lady Gaga did with Tony Bennett. And that's not even including what she's doing this year and how she's lighting the world on fire with all of her stylistic approaches and mastering them. I just can't say enough. She is creating history. But Adele writes her own music, too, so does Lady Gaga. But Adele writes her own music, and this is an original song. And I was dying for her because she's out there, and I know she has stage fright, terrible stage fright. And it was just, she kept going, the song is a demanding song. It's just her at a piano. You can't be more naked than that. And it just, I didn't see the, I just felt that it was those ear monitors. I never had to work with those ear monitors. And this is what they do now. So you don't get the echo of the room. You get like what they call an echo slap. And it, depending on where you are, you get the slap of a room, and the plus you get the drums and banging in the back of your head. And all of these things can throw you off in how you hear yourself, your mic. And so the instruments are then going through a board, of course, you're being through a sound board, and then you're hearing the instrumentation right there in your ear. And that, I'm sure, takes a minute to get used to, getting your ear monitors and all that stuff as well. But so anyway, I've got to go in there about Lady Gaga. I just thought the tribute to David Bowie was just, I thought it was so fantastic.
I thought that, I think, frankly, I've seen her doing several things that most people are surprised that a woman, you know, Lady Gaga, who made herself famous by wearing a gown made of meat, has the has the capabilities of singing just as great as she sings. I mean, that thing she did with Tony Bennett and then the national anthem.
Julie Andrews with The Sound of Music at the Academy Awards last year.
Okay, now, because Linda watches the Grammys, I have to watch the Grammys.
Yes.
And my part, of course, my favorite part,
I have to watch shooting shows and hunting shows with you.
No. No, you don't, because you'll go, are we going to watch that? And then you switch the channel. But the tribute to Glenn Frey from the Eagles, with Jackson Brown singing Take It Easy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? You have to think about it because, his partner, the guy that wrote all these songs with him, was playing drums from the Eagles. And this was probably the first big event
Don Henley,
yeah, you know, that...
His brother.
That he's had.
These guys are brothers.
Since Frey died, and Jackson Brown. I mean, Jackson Brown's quite a artist, but he's not Glenn Frey. But it was really a great tribute to him, and so I enjoyed that part of it. There were other parts that I could, I sit back and read books. Anyway, okay. Angel said you say, you have to see the tribute to Bowie, and you did that. And she thinks it's outstanding too. So, by the way, hello to everybody in the chat room, Sonny and Angel and Jarhead and all those other people that are out there in there. And Jarhead's still writing about Costco, saying is that it's a game changer for Anderson if they sign it down there. Millions of dollars out of the general fund.
Yeah. What did I say this morning when I heard that? I said, watch it open down there in Anderson.
Anderson is down there with open arms. I really do. We really need to find out what happened here, because this is millions of dollars from this place, from Costco, and Costco is a place where the employees are real happy. The customers seem to be real happy. And where else can you get a hot dog and a drink for $1.50, huh? And two slices of pizza. I mean, if you're into hot dogs, which of course is my guilty pleasure. I can come down there to go shopping at Costco.
Costco and get Death Dog.
The Costco Death Dog, right. No, I did not say that. Anyway, all right. Yeah,
the employees do. I was married to a Costco employee once.
That's right. And now they're talking about also a third flight to San Francisco coming in here. That's going to be that's a big thing. That's a very positive part for our city. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be right back after these moments of pleasure you're going to have. It's 16 minutes until 8 o'clock. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
trade school at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
The new year is here, and the guys from Shasta Lake Floors have just got back from visiting flooring manufacturers from around the world, keeping up with the newest technology in floor covering. Several years ago, Shasta Lake Floors introduced Smart Strand Trixa, the most stain-resistant carpet in the industry. This year, we have discovered innovations in hardwood floors with scratch resistance like never before. Having been in the flooring business for over 40 years, we understand the importance of service and product knowledge. You have our word that Shasta Lake Floors will always offer products and service best suited to your needs, whether it be Smart Strand, the bleach-resistant carpet, luxurious Karastan carpets, or hardwood and tiles of excellent quality. Shasta Lake Floors offers the best products installed by the area's best trained technicians. Being the only Mohawk Color Center elite dealer and the largest wholesale flooring dealer, Shasta Lake Floors can guarantee the lowest price on even the most luxurious floor covering. Eight-time winner of Best in the North State, Shasta Lake Floors is the place to go for new floors or granite countertops. Financing available. Come see us at 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call 275-8530.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's going to be a beautiful day. Currently 56 degrees. Looks like we're going to have around 61 today. Heavy rain. That's a prediction. Not sure about that. With our lows of around 45. Tomorrow calls for showers with around the same temperature. A chance of showers and then rain. So that's the next few days of our forecast here. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. This portion of the show is brought to you by
our own Civic Auditorium here, where C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters is now coming on March the 4th. It is devilishly funny, and if you take a look at this, and if you've heard about this play, you're going to really, really enjoy it. You get your tickets through ReadingCivic.com. Don't go anyplace else. It's ReadingCivic.com, or give them a call at 229-0022. There's going to be other places out there with the name Civic and Reading in it, but it's not going to be the right one. It's got to be ReadingCivic.com, and they will charge you, double the cost.
Do not go to the advertised sites.
Don't go to the advertised sites. Those are usually your first ones there. So, now, we have, there was a rumor that just came by on our chat room. I'm not even going to pass it. I'm not going to pass the rumor because...
Well, then why talk about it?
Well, it's a great rumor.
Well, thanks. But it's like, I have a surprise for you, but I'm not going to tell you what it is.
It's a great rumor. But no. I'm not, because I know the guy that just did it, and he just throws stuff out there just to see what it just sticks to the wall. And say, oh, hey, let's just get this one going. Let's talk about Bernie Sanders. You know, I shared this thing on Facebook yesterday, a picture of Bernie. His hair's all, you know, wildly, and he's pointing. And the caption says, you mean I won New Hampshire and she got more delegates? The superdelegate question that's all of a sudden starting to raise its head. Hillary's got all these superdelegates pledged to her. And so Bernie, who just trounces her in New Hampshire, wasn't even close. She gets more delegates out of New Hampshire because she has all these superdelegates already promised to her. So, you know, again,
will the
Democratic
people be damned?
Yeah, the Democratic Party again is, you know, stepping on the people, the voters, like this by already having it in the bag. Even though now they're going into Las Vegas. In Las Vegas, you know, a lot of Hillary supporters are coalescing. In fact, Linda found a group that is coalescing around to support Hillary in Nevada. It's Hookers for Hillary. at the Bunnytail
That's
Ranch,
right.
They're coalescing around because for women's rights. So, and Hookers for Hillary is spreading throughout the world through the other hookers that are out there wanting to celebrate.
Well, I just
wait a minute. This is
was,
what it said.
Yeah, I
just
know.
Read what's
it's,
in the news.
It's a little blockage and a footage. Of course, I go down USA Today. I go between USA Today, Drudge, and Huffington Post. I think that kind of covers it, you know. So anyway, I want to change the subject a little bit because there's something about great sportsmanship here that I think is really important.
You want to change the subject from Hookers for Hillary?
Well, I mean, you know, yeah, it's the Bunny Ranch out of Nevada, and they're starting their own caucus that is going to be Hookers for Hillary. And that's what it was about. And I had the picture of them with, you know, anyway, it's true.
It's real.
Well, it's real. So, I mean, okay, there's a lot of things that are real. Here's what's real and what's positive. No tongue-in-cheek here. There's a high school senior, and I love this story. I'm not exactly sure what state this is in because I'm not going to watch the video. But what I love about this is that here's this. Just imagine this: you got your polo team, your swim team, and they're in a race, a swim race, and or a meet. Where you're winning medals and so on and so forth. So the senior, there's another guy that's next to him, and somehow he was disqualified because he had the wrong kind of swim cap on.
The swim cap he was wearing had a logo on it that was not from his school. He didn't know it. He's from Finland, and he's only been here for a year. So he just had a swim cap on that was from his swim club. It didn't do anything to enhance, you know, sometimes, you know, you can wear different types of, you know, bodysuits and all this, but it did nothing to enhance his swimming. He just didn't know about it. And in the race, he beat the number two guy by a couple feet. So they disqualified him from the race. And here's where the sportsmanship comes.
Sportsmanship comes in because the guy who came in second but was called the first place winner gave his medal to the Swedish guy, just decided he got out of the water and gave it to him because, you know, in the real world we live in, there is a first place, a second place, and a third place. Okay, so in the real world, when you go out there, there is first, second, and third. Not everybody is a winner. Great. Participant medals is important. If you want to get, you participated. But in this particular case, it's a swim meet. It's like the Olympics. You get gold, silver, and bronze. So this guy was not given a medal because of his swim cap. So anyway, the point is, the guy who came in second, who won the medal, ended up giving his medal to the other guy. And I think that shows such an act of sportsmanship and courage. And, you know, it's the game. It's the beauty of the game. You won. You should have this. Maybe the guy can't speak, you know, if he's foreign exchange or something. He can't really.
No, the fact is that the rules in this, it shows the rule book, and it's got to be like 2 inches thick. And one of the rules in it, and the coach said, look, we just didn't, you know what, nobody saw that. And it's buried into something. And you're right. The best part was is the kid that finished second says, look, he deserves this medal. I'm giving it to him because he out-trained me. He outswam me. I'm not going to accept something because of a rule that makes no sense. You know, and here's a kid right there that I think is going to he's going to go forward in life with the ideas that, you know, if you work hard, you earn things.
He's a leader.
And if you and if you're given and if it's given to you and you don't earn it, what's its worth? It would have meant nothing to him because he knows he didn't win it.
He would have been an underlying shame. There would have been an underlying shame, like, this is not, because I didn't really win this. That guy always won it. But, you know, hey.
They gave it to me because of a rule that said, it wasn't like it was a rule that the other kid broke that gave him an advantage physically or that he got to start earlier or something like that. It wasn't that at all. But here's the important part of this. You don't get first prize by finishing second. Not everybody gets a first prize. You get what you've earned. And, you know, sometimes you've worked hard and, you know, I look at these Olympic athletes. I am so proud of every one of them, and I don't care what country they come from. They have worked so hard to be there. And I see such a emphasis placed on winning that this in this one race, and this was several years ago, and maybe they've actually broken, you know, from doing this, but I doubt it. This girl was a skater, speed skater, and they expected her to win two or three medals. Well, she didn't win two or three medals. She finished out of the medals on two occasions, and they kept asking her, well, how do you feel about this? How do you feel? I mean, how do you think this young lady feels? She was working so hard, you know, and there was something that, you know, she got was in a wreck with some others. You know, one went down, and she went down. And they said, how do you feel? Well, you know, I mean, how do you expect her to feel? They've worked so hard to get to that, to the epitome of their sport, to the top of their sport. Something happens. Do they get an award for participating? No, I think, you know, no, they don't. They get three medals. But they've gotten there. They've tried. They've given it their very best. And they don't get a medal, but they have given it their all. Are there people out there really giving it their all the time? So this kid here, a young man, he just said, hey, he out-trained me, he out-swam me. That's all there was to it. That means I have to train. And this is the last part. You need, the takeaway on this is I need to train harder for those next time I'll beat him. And that right there is the part of the exceptionalism of America and Americans. I'm going to work harder, and next time I'm going to beat him. Is that that's what America gives you. America gives you that ability to work harder, to succeed. It gives you those capabilities. It's not the government handing it to you. Not if you're going to be a success. It's not the government handing it to you. It's because you work so hard to get to where you want to be, to get beyond that. This is why people want to come to our nation, this beautiful nation we have. They want to be able to succeed, and people can still succeed here. And this is the sad part. When I look around and you see people dropping out of school, high birth rates in single parents, all of these things, is this country is built for you to succeed. What we have to do now is provide the openings and the opportunities, the education for people to do that. It's there. How do you get people to take advantage of it, though? There's got to be a light out there, too. There's got to be something that says, yes, if I work hard, I can get this. Yes, there are jobs out there that I can do. Yes, there is a job out there. If I work here, I get my high school degree, I go on and I get this technical degree, I can make something of myself. I met a 25-year-old kid the other day. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't have a schedule. He doesn't have a job. He's 25. So what do you do? Well, I get up around 9 o'clock. I said, you need to put yourself on a schedule there, buddy. You need to start at something like get up at 7 o'clock and walk down the street. That's all you have to do. Just get up and go for a walk, come on back, and then start your day. You're bright. You're articulate. You're just not doing anything. You're wasting your life. And how much longer can you do that?
And when do you think the voice will come out? Because there's a lazy button that once it gets pushed.
Well, the thing his girlfriend is being given money by the Gov. The Gov's given them enough money to do to play games. That's what they do. They play games on their computer. they're allowed to subsist like this. And that's wrong. They need to be, you know,
and
what?
They vote how they're told.
They need to be pushed out. Hey, got to take a quick break. Lucky Jezron, he's going to be with us.
Oh,
assistant
boy.
District attorney, and he's going to be talking about fraud.
Wow.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Apple says it will fight a federal magistrate's order to help the FBI break into an encrypted iPhone that belonged to one of the San Bernardino, California shooters. Avi Rubin, a computer science professor at Johns Hopkins University, says that forcing a company like Apple to help the U.S. government unlock a device like an iPhone amounts to a serious threat to personal liberties in America.
I think that the technical community is pretty outraged about this, and that the consumers, as they gain awareness and understanding of what's going on and what the FBI is asking for, should be outraged as well.
Apple says forcing it to develop such software would essentially put millions of iPhones at risk. Trucks loaded with relief items are starting to arrive to besieged suburbs of the Syrian capital. The United Nations envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says aid convoys are due to be sent throughout the region.
As fighting continues across Syria, despite hopes for some sort of ceasefire this week, the fact that aid deliveries are poised to resume is the one positive sign for now of recent diplomatic efforts. The convoys are heading to five areas. Three of them received aid last month as part of a deal agreed back in September. For some in the government besieged town of Madeya, it was already too late, as people there had starved to death.
That's tragic news from the BBC's Sebastian Usher. An Associated Press team says 24 trucks carrying food, medicine, and other assistance have almost reached the rebel town, held town, of Madeya. That's where more lives are in danger. An amateur archaeologist has found evidence of a 1559 Spanish settlement on the shores of Pensacola Bay in Florida.
What we have found is the earliest multi-year European settlement in the whole United States.
That is archaeologist John Wirth with the University of West Florida. Experts say the find will provide an important window into the early Spanish colonial history in what is now the modern-day United States. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
This February, prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene City rise again after 3 days.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed, guarded with your life.
The most important manhunt in history was just beginning.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Where is he? You tell me.
Risen, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 19th. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
The Food and Drug Administration is recommending delays for blood donations from people believed to be at risk of having the Zika virus. We get more from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The FDA is recommending those who may have been exposed to Zika to defer donating blood for 4 weeks. Those considered at risk include people who have returned from countries with active transmission of the virus, people with symptoms of the virus, or who have been engaged in sexual activity with someone who recently traveled to an affected country also are encouraged to delay blood donations. The FDA states that there have been no reports of Zika virus entering the U.S. blood supply, but that it could be a possibility.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon. The virus mainly transmitted through mosquito bites. The Energy Secretary says a major gas leak near Los Angeles points to a need for new gas storage regulations. The well that ruptured at Aliso Canyon, more than 60 years old. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. U.S. producer prices edge up slightly in January as the biggest rise in food costs in 8 months offset a further decline in energy prices.
The Labor Department says its producer price index edged up by 0.1% in January after having declined 0.2% in December. The tiny overall increase indicates inflation pressures continue to be modest. Over the past year, the PPI is down 0.2%. Core inflation, which excludes energy and food, went up by 0.4% in January, the biggest one-month increase in 15 months. In the past 12 months, core inflation is up 0.6%.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting For a third day now, stocks are posting some solid gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average surging more than 130 points higher in the first few minutes of trading today. Oil prices getting some support from more international talks on a possible production freeze by some foreign oil producers. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning here on the 17th of February, 2016. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda. What's the weather look like today?
Okay, currently 56 degrees in the downtown studios.
Wait a minute. What is this look of surprise on your face when I look at you and go, hey, Linda, look at the weather.
Well,
and you give me this deer in the headlights.
Okay.
We've only been doing this for seven years.
I know, but you know what happened is I went on the drudge report and it said, what's wrong with her? And I clicked on it. It was something about with Hillary. And I kind of got lost in trying to watch this video, and then you, like, threw this at me. So, okay, currently 56 degrees in the downtown studios. Here's what's going to be happening in our forecast.
Welcome to my world.
Well, at least I'm not driving. Anyway. Today it's going to be high.
Wait a minute. What is that?
It's going to be high of 62 today. Our lows will be, and actually the forecast has been raised from rain and thunder with 80% chance of precipitation, 80% precipitation, not chance, 19 miles per hour winds, southerly winds, and tomorrow calls for high of 57, low of 47 with rain again, and Friday is 55 with rain, 63 highs on Saturday, partly cloudy, Saturday and Sunday, if you're going to be outside doing some yard work, that's a good day. Partly cloudy and 63 and 70 on Sunday. As we go into Monday, 73 and Tuesday, 74. That's kind of a forecast for coming up here for the next 3 or 4 days. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. They are locally operated. They give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
There you go. Shasta Gas Propane. How you feeling there, babe?
I'm good.
Okay.
Right.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State in 2015, and there's a lot of reasons for it. A veteran-owned business, Martin and his people provide outstanding service to any type of heating and cooling systems. Warranties guaranteed 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if you got an emergency. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air is the ones that we've chosen to do work at our house. Now, we are sitting here. Dun, da, da, da,
that's what we do in the studio.
Deputy. Okay, assistant district attorney?
Senior deputy district
attorney. Senior deputy district attorney, Lucky Jesrani.
Good morning. We need a drum roll.
Somebody found a drum roll the other day for us. And we need to put that out there so we can hit that drum roll all the time.
Good morning, Lucky.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Always great to join you guys.
Well, you know what? Okay, a disclaimer here, of course, is that Lucky used to have a show.
Yeah.
Right on KCNR when he was out in the hoi polloi out there, you know,
practicing
law.
And private practice.
Right. And having a great show here talking about different, you know what? And we missed that. We're trying to pull another one in here. So, you know, once a month, somebody comes in and talks about the law.
Yeah, enjoy doing that.
Well, you know what? We'd like to do something like that. And, you know, so, you know, it's kind of like ask the lawyer. And I know you can't get into specifics, but
sure,
you can at least address things on a general level.
Absolutely.
But Lucky now is you took over the fraud, right?
The consumer protection and real estate fraud units over at the DA's office.
Right.
So I handle those cases. Yeah, it's really good. It's a good assignment. It's been a really good fit for me. It was a great opportunity a few years ago that presented itself, and it was something that I was excited to be a part of, and it's been really good for me. I enjoy what I do, and I'm proud of the work we get to do there every day.
Now, a lot of people don't realize that the city of Redding, or the county, well, the county and the city, but the county of Shasta, has been a part of some really huge cases here that, through your department.
Absolutely. We've been involved with some major multi-county cases. That's how a lot of these cases go. We handle local cases as well, but we join join a task force with a few other counties to participate on larger scale cases to ensure that there's a strong team to go up against these larger companies that do have a large amount of finances to be able to finance a larger litigation.
Let's give us some examples here, because these are well-known companies.
Well, Overstock.com, that case is still pending through appeal, but that was a case that was successfully we received a judgment all the way through trial. We went through trial, which is somewhat rare on these types of cases. That was eight counties involved, including Shasta. The whole case originated out of Shasta County. In fact, it was a gentleman from Cottonwood, California, just right here in Shasta, who was ordering some patio furniture on Overstock. This was, I believe in 2007.
Now, Overstock.com advertises itself as you can buy it from them cheaper than anywhere else, and it's cheaper, and they're going to give you this great price and all that.
Because you're in your mind, you think Overstock, so they got Overstock, they got a fire sale. Okay.
Right. Yeah, and that's kind of the way their name itself kind of presented itself. And so this individual, at the time, there weren't as many stores in Shasta County, and he decided to buy from Overstock two patio sets because it was represented that it was a $1,000 patio set, and he was going to get it for, $400 or something like that. And it was being described that everybody else is selling it for $1,000. So he thought, well, what a bargain. I'm going to buy two, not just one.
He get two for the price of one.
Exactly. So he was excited. He gets it shipped to his house. As he's opening it up to assemble it, he realizes, this is a little bit cheaper quality than he thought. And he was a little upset about that, but that was just his personal preference. But as he begins to assemble it, he notices that there's a sticker on the inside of the box for Walmart advertising that same patio set for $199.
If everybody's not sitting there and your ears just didn't perk up right then. So they're at
Overstock.
Overstock.com is advertising this great set of lawn furniture or patio furniture for $500. Everybody else is selling it for $1,000. He buys it. He looks at it. It's not exactly what I thought. He buys it for $400 and something, $500. And he opens it up and he sees it's already marked for Walmart at $199.
Right. So obviously he's upset. He goes around trying to make some reports about it. And
did he try to go to the company?
He did go to the company, and this is what kind of offended him and why he wanted to take further action. So the company, Overstock specifically, tried to make it right by him. They said, ship it back to us. He's like, I'm already assembled it. I don't want to try to take it apart. They said, we can't give you any money back. They negotiated back and forth. Eventually, they just said, keep the patio set. We won't charge you. Well, the next day, he, just out of curiosity, decides to look up what's going on with that same patio set. Well, what offended him the most was that the price was still listed as $449 with the $999 comparison price, with the reference price crossed out showing it's, we're not selling it for $999. We're only selling it for $450. And that bothered him. He thought, you took care of me, but what about all those other folks who are buying this same patio set thinking they're getting a good deal when they're getting ripped off? So that's where he got mad. It wasn't about him being taken care of. He's worried about others. And that's kind of what the department's all about. It's consumers as a whole. So he went and eventually showed up at the DA's office prior to my time and decided to file a report thinking, this has got to be criminal. Something's going wrong here. Something's wrong here. And we were fortunately able to investigate the issue and found that this is a common issue occurring at Overstock. Went through the whole civil litigation process, depositions, multiple depositions, interrogatories, motions back and forth. And back in 2013, we finally had the trial on the case. It was about a 10-day trial with the Overstock's counsel. And in February, we received a favorable judgment.
Was the trial here?
No, we litigated the case in Alameda County. It was just based on more of the teammates from the other counties were in the Bay Area, and it was a larger case that we thought would be just easily managed down there.
So you had to go up against the big guns. I would think that Overstock.com, that's a big national,
absolutely.
I don't know if it's international, but they bring in the big guns, and here you guys are. You're a big gun too, but you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
Who was on the team to go into the litigation?
We're not going to talk about that till we get back from these messages.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, one that's never under litigation because they do everything above board. Better known business. Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week with Espresso Joe, serving any type of coffee and great drinks that you could possibly want, and brews and wines there. Walk next door to a fantastic Tobacco Emporium.
And shout out to Shelly and Joe.
Shout
out to some of our favorite people.
Better known business here and a walk-in humidor. It's absolutely fabulous. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Tobacco and Brew, better known business, does a lot for our community. We'll be right back with Senior Deputy District Attorney, Lucky Jizrani.
Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, president of Wellgate Sports Club.
And I'm Allie Evers, proud owner of Boheme Spa.
At Wellgate, we're dedicated to building a club focused on improving the quality of your life, which is why we are so excited to introduce our new partner, Boheme Spa.
Thank you, Rich. Both Boheme Spa and Wellgate Sports Club share the same business philosophy and commitment to mind, body, and health. Conveniently located inside the Wellgate Sports Club, Boheme Spa is Reading's premier Aveda Concept Spa, featuring the complete line of Aveda products and Aveda signature services.
Wellgate Sports Club, in partnership with Boheme Spa, is proud to announce a groundbreaking new membership category called Rejuvenate. In addition to a standard premium access membership, Rejuvenate members receive 2 spa treatments per month from Boheme Spa for the term of the membership.
Reward yourself for your hard work and effort at the club with relaxing and restorative treatments.
Call 768-1205 today. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
How about some traditional Mexican food for Second Tuesday dinner in March, Abby?
I love authentic Mexican food. We must be going to Mazatlan Grill.
That's right. With their welcoming, friendly staff and fiesta-like atmosphere, you can start with tableside guacamole made to your liking and sizzling fajitas and so much more to choose from.
Please join us on Tuesday, March 8th at Mazatlan Grill as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society to help them care for the stray, abused, and unwanted animals as they look to place them in loving homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Now we've got a room. We've
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. It's 8:20 in the morning here on the 17th of February. 56 degrees, going up to 63 today with a big chance of rain. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Our friends over at Bastiani Arms on Larkspur, 2539 Larkspur, started their business about 7 years ago. They have done a huge success over there because they believe in customer service. Any type of gun or pistol, long gun, short gun, pistol, anything. Shooting accessories, optics, reloading equipment, knives, they have it all. They have it all at Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated, will meet and beat the big box stores prices. Just give them a chance. Head on over to Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222. Open Tuesday through Saturday. And they give veterans a huge discount there, a big discount, as big as you'll find any place in town. Bastiani Arms. Okay. Our guest is Senior Deputy District Attorney. Lucky Jasmani. Sorry, I'm just trying to get all these. Anyway, Lucky, good morning. Thanks for coming back. Okay, when we left, you all put together the team, and y'all were going after Overstock.com. And the thing is that your premise was that they were selling things at a cheaper price, at one price, by saying that, oh, look, it costs this much in other places. And that's what the prosecution was about, right?
Exactly. And we had eight counties involved in the team. It was ourselves from Shasta County. We had Napa County, Alameda, Solano County, Marin County, Santa Cruz, and Santa Clara County. And that made up the team for us, and it was pretty much all Northern California counties. So the premise, as you said, Carl, was the misrepresenting reference prices. And the broader spectrum, I guess, theory of the case was false advertising, and that's what the theory of the case was, false advertising, because they were falsely representing the reference prices or comparison prices. So we went through depositions, lots of discovery, lots of motions, and finally we were able to go through trial around September 2013. Long process. I think Linda had asked. The defense team was from Quinn Emanuel. Quinn Emanuel is one of the largest firms in the country. They had about 3 to 4 attorneys on their side, a whole team of them. Every day after trial, they had a group of paralegals who would come in, take all the files and files and boxes of files that were involved. We had about 2.2 million pages in discovery involved in this case.
Gee.
Yeah.
I love this. This is a good stuff.
Okay. Now,
right?
At the end of it, at the end of it, of course, all of y'all would pick up your own stuff,
right,
and carry it
and
out.
How long did the case go?
The trial was only about 2 weeks because it wasn't a jury trial. We were presenting the case in front of directly to the judge. So that streamlined much of the process because we could just submit the documents without having it to be filtered in a particular way for a jury. And the judge wouldn't have to review it beforehand. The judge could decide on his or her own time whether something's appropriate, relevant, or as the reading. So that really streamlined the process. But it took almost 5 months for us to find out whether we won or not. So that's where it took.
And and then you won.
We did win.
So what was the amount?
So the judgment was for $6.8 million in penalties plus a few hundred thousand dollars in costs because the Overstock's responsible for repaying the investigative costs that we had involved in the case, which included expert witness fees and any other expenses that were part of the case.
So that $6.8 million then went to who?
Well, right now it hasn't gone to anybody.
But they give up and it's awarded to you.
It gets awarded to us. Each county will split the proceeds, 1/8 for each, since there's 8 counties involved. The money would then be specially used per statute for the sole purpose of consumer protection efforts in our respective counties.
Oh.
So
this isn't the first one you've won.
No. We settle a lot of cases typically. They don't have to usually go to trial, but the money is used towards consumer protection.
So how much money have you, since you've been in this, accumulated for this county here?
You know, I don't know off the top of my head, actually.
You don't keep, like, little ears on the side of the wall?
No.
Figuratively, not literally ears, but, I mean, just like a little thing up there, like a little, I mean, like you've got a pencil with a little notch on it.
Well, no,
like
I mean, it's not
like
exactly.
Like a gunman's,
While the money's exciting, and it makes the headlines. fines. It's the penalty amount is meant just to punish, and the money is one way to punish these companies that are involved in these cases with us. But the more important part is the injunctive terms that aren't as exciting in the headlines and don't really make the paper. And the injunction means that we're stopping some company from doing a particular thing. And for a lot of these companies, the money isn't as big of a deal to them. It's the judgment terms. And because we're not class action attorneys or private attorneys, I don't get incentivized to make more money. Not my job.
Yeah.
And we're in law enforcement. Our goal is to make sure that if unlawful conduct is occurring, our goal is to stop it. And one method of doing that is financial penalties. But another method is the injunctive term. So really, it's a lot. It's just like any other law enforcement or prosecution. Our goal is to stop the behavior. We want to deter, and we want compliance.
So the bottom line on this one was you cannot do this again unless you have proof that it's, that there are other people selling it for this much money.
Exactly.
And now do you periodically check on that?
We do. Because there's an existing judgment, we're making sure that they're in compliance.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Right now, we haven't initiated a new case, so we're satisfied. But the case is still in the middle of an appeal, so we'll have to see what the final terms end up being.
Can you talk about, and I'm not sure if you can do this legally, can you share with our listeners perhaps something that you're looking into now, that you're working on, where more people could step forward that maybe don't want to step forward with something that you could use more manpower? Of course, not manpower, but I mean more people who've been fraudulent cases come against them.
We usually don't try to go public on our cases while the case is pending,
okay,
just because often a lot of the companies are publicly traded, and during the investigation, we just don't want to make the company feel like that we're making them look bad necessarily. If they're cooperating and negotiating, and we're trying to get to the bottom of the problem and work with them. I can speak just more generically about one of our local cases. I don't know if we necessarily need to receive complaints about them because we do have a lot of information already about the case, but that's on the Reading Inn. And that obviously has made quite a bit of news, the local prosecution on the Reading Inn.
Okay, because of the dismal conditions people are living in over there.
And beyond that, the criminal activity that's
going
occurring
on prostitution, drugs, and all these kind of things.
Exactly. So I can only speak to what we filed publicly. I wouldn't want to go much
the
more.
The other thing, too, is that the city taking over like a receivership for the Reading Inn?
No, that was on the
Americana.
That was where the receivership occurred. Our case is a bit different, and at the deals with the criminal activity occurring there.
Okay, well, I tell you what, let's take a quick break before we get into that. Then I want to talk, I want to move into other things that have happened under the fraud division. Plus, there's going to be a program or a day where we talk about frauds and seniors and all this.
Is yep, exactly.
Okay, we want to get into all that. But let's take a quick break here. It's 27 minutes after the hour of 8 here on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, we're here with Senior Deputy District Attorney Lucky Jezrani. We'll be right back.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items.
Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Guns and money. Dad, get me out of there.
Well, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Send me lawyers. What is it? Lawyers, guns, and money to get me out of this?
Lawyers, guns, and money. I couldn't play the other. Lawyers, guns, and money that has hit the fan, yes.
Yeah, get me out of this.
Sounds like he's in a Mexican jail.
Hey, somebody says happy to have you in our corner there.
That's so cool, yeah. Love lucky. A good, and a good guy on top of it. Just a good guy with a great sense of
fairness,
community and pride, community pride, and hearts in the right place.
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. It's the Cheers of barbershops. What can I say? Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned business, man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. All true men go down there. Lucky's looking at me over there. He goes, oh. Anyway, no, and you'll find no fraud down there. You pay them the money, they cut your hair.
Perfect.
It's not like they will not cut your hair and give you give them money, all that kind of stuff. No, they are the exquisite hair cutters. Walk down the street a little bit further, and you got Classy Cafe with Millie and Kathy. They're down there doing a great job with breakfast and lunch and doing so much for our veterans and so much for our community. Millie and Kathy down there at Classy Cafe. All right. We're here with Lucky Jezrani, who is the senior deputy district attorney out here in Shasta County, his job is to protect us from fraud and other things like that. Now, we talked about what happens in a case. In this case, it was the Overstock.com.
Right.
They were false advertising, essentially.
Exactly.
But you've been involved in, like, several other big cases like this, major cases like this. We don't have to go through all of them like that. But since you've been involved with this district attorney's office, now how long have you been there?
It's
Lucky?
Been a little bit over 3 years now, almost 3.5 years.
And your background?
Background is I was doing corporate and real estate litigation in the private sector about 7 to 8 years before I joined the DA's office.
Can you talk about any other cases that are going on?
Well, what I can describe is some of the other types of fraud we're seeing that aren't rising to the level that may necessarily initiate litigation against a major company. What we're starting to see a little bit more of is real estate type scams or even fraud. What's going on there is the theft of real estate. People may be unwittingly maybe losing their property through forgery or other types of attacks by unscrupulous individuals who are trying to take their property.
How do they do that?
Well, they what they do is they grant the property to themselves. So for example would be if, you know, obviously you own your home,
right?
You have it entitled under your and Linda's name. What these people might do is John Doe will say that Carl and Linda, by forging their signatures, conveyed that property to themselves. And now, it might be a while before you even catch something like that. You're just living in your home, and they're going to put some type of lien against your home and really damage your ability to...
Well, why would they do this? So you can then, so that some, that you'd pay them?
You pay them. They almost hold your house hostage.
Well, how can they do that? I mean, it's illegal.
Well, it is illegal, but there's a lot of things that are illegal that happen nonetheless, and it's our job to make sure we prosecute those individuals.
So people are actually losing their property or having to pay people? It's kind of like, I mean, they can't do it legally, but so what they're doing is through intimidation, and this is a people, older people or something like that?
Yeah, it's occurring against a lot of our seniors, and it's a scam that's starting to make its way
It's
north.
Happening right here?
It's starting to happen right
really?
Here.
Really? Have they not heard that we carry a lot of weapons up here?
Well, these individuals may not necessarily even be living here or might not be a part of our community, even be in the country. So what the important thing is, what we really encourage everybody to do is... If you didn't get a property tax bill from the county, when's it come? In April or November or April and November?
November and April. Here, let me tell you about those things. Whack!
And if you're not getting those, it's not that you're not owing the money. You're supposed to be paying the bill. And if you're not getting that should be a red flag to you right away.
Okay.
So we're encouraging people to keep an eye out for that.
You get them in November.
So November or something like that.
You get them, and it's for December and April that you pay, in fact, in April. But this is taking advantage, and this is where I really want to roll into this, is taking advantage mainly of seniors.
Sure.
And you've got a program.
We do have a program coming up, and that's going to be next month on March 8th. We're doing a senior and veteran fraud prevention fair. We have a lot more details on our Facebook page. We just added a Facebook page. Sorry to get sidetracked on it, but, we did that because we wanted a little bit more community outreach, not just on these fraud cases, but all the cases that we do at the DA's office. And it's a way for people just to kind of see what's going on, and we do these fraud tips, conviction announcements, press releases about what's occurring at our local DA's office. Included on there is the Senior and Veteran Fraud Prevention Fair and all the details about it. It's going to be at the Veterans Hall.
No, keep going. I was just thinking about a question to ask you.
And we decided to... kind of aim our event or create an emphasis for seniors and veterans because research has shown that those are two of the most targeted groups for fraud, seniors
really?
And veterans. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Bob, watch out, man. They're coming after you. Okay. Now, when we say seniors and veterans, what kind of frauds are we seeing out there? I mean, I can understand seniors because, I mean, my mother-in-law, and they went after her via the computer,
mm-hmm.
that type of thing. Other people we know that actually went after them saying is that they, and this is fraud, of course, is that, hey, you failed to show up for grand jury, and there's a fine against you. Have you heard about this one?
I have.
I mean, she literally was talking to, she thought, sheriff's deputies right here in Shasta County. And she had to go down to get a card, one of those pay cards, and they wanted that number. And they had the good guy and the bad guy. And she was screaming at the male cop, and then the other grifter was came on, a female. And I mean, it was, I mean, wow, all this stuff is going on. And this is a bright lady, but they had her going like that. And then so with seniors, they can come in and make it sound so real that they're going to lose their homes, they're going to lose this. Other things. So,
and that's exactly what they do. You know, my grandma fell victim to something similar to that, too. And they prey on fear, they prey on intimidation, and that's how they succeed. And they succeed based on numbers. Their goal is to intimidate. Now, for my grandma, it was a situation where she got a call from a purported PG&E individual late in the evening on a cold winter day saying that you neglected to pay your bill. Well, she thought she had, but the individual was very aggressive and scary towards her and said, well, we need your bank account information, all this routing information, your social security number. Otherwise, we're going to shut off your power and it's going to be coming on for a good month. Of course, she was worried and scared, thinking, well, I don't want my power going off. It's really cold. It's a late night. It's on a, you know, Friday evening. I don't know what I'll do. And she had a lot of money taken from her.
Oh, dear.
It's frustrating. It's scary. And that's what they do.
Do you ever catch them?
they're hard to find. They're hard to catch, especially at our local level. I know more at the attorney general's level or the federal level, they have the wherewithal and the financial means to catch them. Our best weapon against these individuals, our unit, we go out there and try to educate the community.
Yeah, knowledge.
Yeah.
Lynn Moss was talking to me about that. Yesterday they tried to do the PG&E thing or the electric thing on her for her business, and she said it sounds real until you get to a certain point, and then she goes, well, I'm not giving you any numbers.
Yeah.
You know, give me a number to call, and it's click.
Yeah.
You know?
See, what happened with my mother, and I'm curious to know, so did your was your grandmother able to heal from, I mean?
Somewhat. I was able to help her out and walk her through some of the process, and there are some resources out there, and that's what our event's really going to be about.
How you can help people.
Connecting people with the resources out there, should they fall victim, but more importantly also, how not to fall victim. We're going to have 40 agencies there, so 40 booths will be at the event. I was shocked at the amount of response we had for the event. Many of the agencies are coming up from Sacramento because they know this is an untapped area that really needs.
And where's this going to be at now?
It's going to be at the Veterans Hall.
Veterans Hall on Yuba Street.
And it's going to be a great event. Like I said, 40 agencies. You know,
showing you how to prevent yourself from being scammed, because in today's society, I mean, I've already had two credit or debit cards replaced here in the last 2 weeks. Because somehow they get the numbers.
Well, they did call. There was an automated call that came to the house.
Writing Bank of Commerce.
Said, this is the fraudulent, but it was like an automated. So through Writing Bank of Commerce.
I didn't believe it
at first. I gave it to Carl, but the thing is, here's what I'm saying is, that was it. We went forward. It took us about 15 minutes or 20 minutes to really go through the procedure on that. It was an $8 charge. But isn't that where they start, Lucky? They start trying
they start
to...
small.
Your debit
small.
Card, and if it goes through or you don't pay attention to it, the next thing you know, it's big. I've had my credit card where I've had charges that we just know that were ridiculous because they're out of some jail out of Texas. Like, did you charge $5,000 for whatever. So anyway, we know that didn't come through. But the thing is that we're trying to get the word out for this event that you're doing. There's still people who it's hard for them to get out, or they get afraid once they've had something like this happen. They start to second guess themselves.
And people will. And it happens. There's a lot of doubt there. But we want to share those stories where individuals who have fallen victim to it, because it's relatable, that it can happen to anybody. It happens to a lot of folks. There was one lawyer who almost fell victim to a scam. It doesn't discriminate.
And so PG&E is not going to call you and tell you your power is going to be turned off. You've got to pay me right now. They're not going to do that.
That's right.
The bank, Reading Bank of Commerce, when they call you, what they're going to say is this true? And if it is, they're going to protect you that way. Now, in this case, my card was canceled, but I got one the next day. So that was no problem there. The sheriff's office is not going to ask you for numbers and money.
No.
They don't do that. No. But these are the things that people think because they make it sound so real. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob.
Hey, good morning. Quick question for our attorney there. I realize some of the things you're talking about this morning, what the DA's office has handled. Do you also handle trustee trust? Estate issues where a trustee may be fooling brothers and sisters as to what's going on because they control all of the books and whatnot, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
There are instances where we've participated and helped on cases like that. There's been a case where there was fraud by a successor trustee, and we were successfully able to get a judgment of a felony conviction against that individual. So there are instances where that comes up.
I'll pass that on to a friend of mine who just shared with me a rather lousy story this morning.
Yeah, I'd encourage them to get in touch. They can either call our office if it's an individual who might have trouble about using the Internet. We do have a complaint form, but if they have a little bit of a challenge getting online, we will mail them the complaint form. They just shoot it back to us. That's kind of the first step of the case, and we will go forward
from
there.
I'll pass that on.
All right, great.
Thanks a lot, Coach Bob.
Thank you very much.
You know, because, you know, when it gets into families, the thing about when it gets into families is there's money involved, and this family unity starts coming apart there, and you probably see it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And so one person's got it, and other people are assured, or they think that they're stealing the money from them. The other thing, I'm going to take a break right now. But the other thing you were talking about, Lucky, is veterans are being scammed. And I would love to hear about this. Is this older veterans, just veterans in particular?
Across the board.
Across the board. Okay. So our guest is senior deputy district attorney Lucky Jezrani. And you know what? Wouldn't you like to have a lawyer whose name is Lucky as opposed to good? You know, good Jezrani. No, I want Lucky Jezrani as opposed to good Jezrani. So, hey, do you get to go out in the big courts like this and argue your cases, all these other, you know, San Francisco lawyers and all that? Do you get to go out there, Lucky Jezrani, and say, I'm from Shasta County, and you guys are in trouble?
I do.
They know as soon as you walk in there, right, that gunfighter, that little that look you get in your face, they know they're in trouble, right?
That's right.
Okay, Lucky Jezrani. All right, we'll be right back. It's 8:45 here on KCNR 1460.
Yes. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Hi, this is Sue Blake from Powerhouse Solar. Like most people, you are probably considering how you're going to reduce your household expenses and make those dollars stretch a little further. At Powerhouse Solar, we specialize in helping people find peace in the chaos. By lowering their electric bills through solar energy, we put them back in control and help them save money. We design solar systems that lower your energy bills, give you a manageable monthly payment you can count on, and avoid the electric rate increases. If you want energy independence with a battery backup system, we do that too. Getting solar installed on your home or business is a smart way to combat rising energy bills, and choosing the superior quality of SunPower Solar is equally important. Powerhouse Solar, we're a premier dealer for SunPower. We choose to partner with SunPower because they are the strongest American solar manufacturing company with the best warranty and the most efficient solar panel in the world. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or learn more at powerhousesolar.com.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me? About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, there is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable. Yes, I see, I said. The second said, the quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable. Yes, I agreed. The third scolded me. If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle. I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys? Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
KCNR, 1460 a.m., the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bond. Who is that? I want to hear more of that.
That was, in fact, Peter Gabriel, yeah. In Your Eyes.
Yes.
I like
Instead
that song, too.
In Your Face.
Yeah.
Well, in
no.
Your Face is
I love Peter
returning.
Gabriel.
That's who it is.
Ugh.
I like that. I really like Toto, too. Maybe we could play on the, you know, Rain,
right.
Rain, you know, Rain in Africa.
So you have a caller, and you have some, we did a limited time here.
Okay.
Great songs.
Our
Get
guest
what you're saying.
Is a deputy senior... Senior Deputy District Attorney Lucky Jezrani, who is here from Shasta County, of course, and we're talking about Senior and Veterans Fraud Prevention Fair, which is going to be on March the 8th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., 3 hours at Veterans Hall down at 1605 Yuba Street. They're going to have like 40 different booths there talking about ways you can prevent fraud. You're going to be able to meet your DA fraud protection team and, of course, all the state, local, senior, and veteran resources. And on-site shredding. You get to bring a banker's box and just all these extra things that people throw out in the garbage, which people go through to get your numbers and prescriptions and all those things. All that's going to be on March the 8th. We're going to talk a lot more about this and have, of course, somebody from the district attorney's office on back one more time. Now, Lucky, one of the things you said is veterans are getting scammed.
That's right.
And I said seniors? You said, no, it goes across all age groups here.
Exactly.
What kind of scams are they pulling on veterans?
Well, it's more of a lot of the medical services that they that could be occurring, or some of the our veterans have earned the right and privilege to several services or certain services as part of their service. Now, those services and benefits should not be coming with an additional price or through streamlining it, but they get notifications by email or phone that, well, we'll cut through the red tape or supposedly cut through the red tape to get them to their programs or services.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we want to make sure that they're aware of locally, that there's a lot of agencies that will help and support and get people in the right direction to go.
That will not take money for
exactly.
This. And there's Shasta County Veterans Service Office will tell you that there's some companies out there that'll pay. Oh, we'll help you with your claim for $50 or $100. Not only will the Shasta County Veterans Service Office do it, but the AMVETS, you know, all these other
lots
will
of
do
groups,
American
and on top of that, right. Not just on top of charging the fee, they might be getting private, personal, secure information about that individual, like social security numbers and lots of information
right.
That you may not want to reveal to the wrong person.
Now, here's a question: here, if veterans are targeted, would you say the VA has a part in letting our information get in the wrong hands?
I don't know of that. That's an interesting question. I don't know if the VA has been involved or responsible for the information being revealed, but what we're encouraging people to do is just be careful about who they're sharing that information
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I tell you, I was hacked. I was one of those groups that they hacked into the government server that did all the background investigations, because I've had a lot of background investigations when I was in the military, and the government came back and gave me 3 years of fraud protection.
Oh wow!
And that if anybody does anything, that goes into looking on like a credit report or anything like this, they come directly to me. I get an email and a phone call. So these are the kind of things that you can do. We've already talked to him. Anyway, so what happens then is they'll call the veteran. You rate this? Do you know you rate this? And the veteran will go, well, no, I didn't know that. Well, hell, we're going to help you with that then. And, just give us, give us your Social Security number, your service dates, and blah, 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 and so we can make sure this happens. They do that, and that's it. And your birth date, service, so we can make sure it happens. Thank you very much.
Yep, and we're going to have a lot of great groups there. We've got the VSO is going to have a booth there. We're going to have the department, Motor DMV is going to be there to help people out should their identity get stolen, what steps to take and what to do next.
Let's talk about that for a second. Identities being stolen, a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. And that's occurring. And the Federal Trade Commission has a great website with steps to take. And we're going to have their booklet at our event. And it's about a 10 to 12 page booklet. And it itemizes each step you should be taking should your identity be stolen.
Oh, great.
And what to do next.
You know what? This isn't just for seniors.
It's for everybody.
Senior veterans. This is, you should say, this is fraud prevention for everybody.
What? And we're encouraging everybody to.
Oh, yeah.
We decided to create an emphasis on seniors and veterans because
they're being targeted.
They're being targeted, but the information is going to be valuable for anybody, and we encourage everybody to go. And whatever you learn, use it for yourself. Share it with your family and friends. We want people to really participate in it. It's a community outreach, community awareness program.
It's Tuesday, March the 8th, so 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Do you think that on something like this, if you get a lot of people that may be running this again on a weekend?
Well, the challenge with the weekends is that we wanted a lot of these government agencies coming up, including from Sacramento, and they'd have to get approval for overtime and weekend hours. So that's just a natural challenge for something like this.
Yeah, of course. Helping the people that pay.
I mean, you understand.
Helping the people that
pay
their salary.
We're happy to have this.
Oh, yeah. That's just a pain in the ass. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
We're happy to have this one. Get off your box. Have this
and
one. We start someplace. Now, here's the question.
That was for Lucky. No, that was for Lucky. He knows that.
I know. We have a question. Say somebody has documents, speaking of fraudulent people taking your identity. say that you have bank statements. You know, back, okay, my era, okay, you just kind of rip stuff up and throw it in the, you know, rip it in half. I am still doing that. Okay, so, yes.
We have because a shredder
A shredder's broken. So is there a way to, okay, where can one take, let's say you pile two boxes full of stuff. Where does one go in Reading to have an official shredding done?
Well, there are local businesses. Yeah. I don't want to, our office
can't
make a recommendation for a particular
okay.
business, but there's several businesses in town that do that service.
Down by Cal's Books, in fact, there's a shredding service right there.
Okay, I didn't know that. So
or
I want to.
You can buy a personal shredder as well and shred it at home.
Now, these personal shredders, too. There's different kinds of shredders. You've got the ones that just do the strips, and if somebody wants to, but you've got the others that do the cross cuts. We have a cross cut right here, and that thing is, you know, that thing is industrial strength. So anytime we have stuff like this in the future, let's just bring it in, and we'll just go through and just make a loud noise for
an hour. Because one can think and become rather lax and
complacent, because it won't be after me.
Oh, this is not going to happen to me. Yeah, and then if it does, I mean, how much of a nightmare are you saying to reverse it?
It's going to be a mess. It's going to take a lot of time and a lot of frustration and just...
Oh, and sometimes, it kills your credit. It does everything. I mean, these people have stolen your identity, and now you've got to prove that you are this person.
Exactly. And I do want to point out that our event is completely free. We're not charging an admission at the door. These are,
not only that, you get raffle prizes. You get one free year of secure deposits, or something like that, you know, anyway.
I have a question for Lucky.
Sure.
You're the high point. What's been the high point of you being super senior?
The high point, you know, it's just coming in every day. I tell everybody this, that the job's a perfect fit for me. It fits me like a glove. I'm excited to go to work every day. I'm excited what I get to do. I'm involved in a lot of important cases, and we get to participate in ensuring that bad things aren't occurring in our county. Now, they still will, but we're doing our best to make sure it doesn't. And that's exciting every day.
You know, Lucky Jezrani, we've known Lucky now for several years. And, you know, you're just a quality guy, Lucky.
I appreciate
that.
And passionate about what you do.
So that's infectious.
The other thing, too, is I just love the idea that when Lucky gets into something, he bites into it.
Yeah.
And we've got a district attorney office that allows him the ability to do that. To protect people. And I'm really big into the Senior and Veterans Fraud Prevention Fair, and it's for everybody because it's just it's too hard. I looked at my page that I keep all my passwords on. I must have 30 passwords.
Mm.
And now I've got to go to them. I'm thinking about getting an app that just takes all your passwords
and
protects
them. I'm not so sure about that app.
You know,
well, just make sure it's secure and it's important to change your
password. There's several password managers that you can keep on your tablet or someplace like that.
Oh,
but are they breakable? Are those breakable?
Anything can be breakable, it's important to just keep your eye on it, keep tabs on it, and change passwords regularly.
Time. And the other thing, too, is I've got something else that says to keep yourself from being hacked. It's got eight ways to keep yourself from being hacked, but I tell you what. You've got to, you have got to live a monk's life.
That's a
to
job
do that.
Just to do that. Well, Lucky, we have just a few minutes left in our program. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to share with our listening audience this morning?
Well, you know, final thoughts would be if there is a problem, you're always free to call our office. We can be backlogged sometimes, but we do attend to every issue that we receive. We respond to every complaint. At least we look into something. If it's something that's not appropriate for our office to participate in, we do let people know that that's not something we'll do, and we encourage them to seek private counsel or another agency that may be more appropriate. So all that information can be found on our county website at the DA's office, or another way to connect with us is on our Facebook page.
What's the Facebook page, Shasta County?
It's facebook.com/ShastaDA, but you can just find it by doing Shasta County District Attorney's Office on Facebook. The other thing I'd want to point out is Joe Hendricks, my investigator, and I, we try to do a lot of these community outreach events. We speak at a lot of the senior homes. We speak at a lot of Rotaries and other organizations. It's kind of the motto of forewarned is forearmed. We want people to be aware of what's going out there so they don't fall victim to it like others may have.
Lucky, when somebody does get the phishing call, and everybody gets them these days, it is just a quick phone call to your office to just say, this so-and-so company called me. Is that going into a database somewhere so we can track this stuff?
We do keep track of it. you can send us an email. You can send us give us a phone call that this is occurring. It's nice to know if something's becoming more aggressively attacked here locally. But the IRS scams, the DMV, the PG&E scams, they're pretty common and prevalent and are occurring regularly. They're not picking on somebody. They're not. Don't feel like you're being individually picked on. Everybody's getting it.
Hey, is it true, though, that the guy from Kenya doesn't have $12 million he wants to share with me?
Unfortunately, I'm guessing it's not. Otherwise, I'd be all over that, too.
Okay. I'm just wondering. I mean, they seem to be really friendly people. Okay. Lucky Jez Ronnie, Senior Deputy District Attorney here for Shasta County. Thanks a lot for being with us. And we are going to talk a lot more about the Senior and Veteran Fraud Prevention Fair. Really, it's for everybody. On March 8th, a Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. down at Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. Thanks a lot. Tomorrow we're going to have the gentleman who taught American Sniper how to shoot and the art of shooting and a SEAL and what his life's been like. All tomorrow right here on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Apple rejects the idea of helping the FBI hack into the encrypted iPhone of one of the San Bernardino shooters. Apple CEO says if the company is forced to develop the hacking software, could put everyone's iPhone at risk. Johns Hopkins computer science professor Avi Rubin says it is a valid concern.
There's really no way that we know of today to create a backdoor in a system such as the iPhone that can selectively allow the people that you want, like law enforcement with legitimate concerns in, without letting others in.
But Arlen Verdeu, who is married to one of the attack victims, says Apple is in the wrong on this.
For national security, it shouldn't take almost 3 months to assist the federal government.
He spoke with KNBC-TV. A federal judge has ordered Apple to assist the FBI in its investigation. Frigid weather puts home building into the deep freeze.